Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Ever go to a movie like halfway in? I remember doing this like as a kid when we would sneak into the movie after the movie to get two movies for the price of one. And sometimes you get into one and it's like halfway done and you're very confused because you sometimes don't know who like the protagonist is, who the villain is, who the savior is, who the hero. It's all messed up. And then as movies end, sometimes bad guy wins, sometimes you just don't know. You don't know who ends up winning at the end of the story. So it's hard to walk out of that movie and say, here's what I thought of it. Let me give you a rundown. Let me explain this to you. That's kind of what happened in the trial of Richard Allen. The jurors only got to see part of the movie, the part that Judge Gull wanted them to see, which also happens to be pretty much in line with the same thing the Delphi police investigators wanted everyone to see. They were kind of on the same page of what we wanted or what they wanted the jury to see in the trial of Richard Allen. And the conclusion they came to, based on this very limited scope of information, guilty. I guess based on that, not very surprising. Does it reflect reality? That's the question. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss this. I was surprised. How about you?
Yeah, I was actually shocked because after hearing all the evidence, you know, I didn't know till we had gone through the trial. And even though we weren't able to have cameras in the courtroom, I think there were some remarkable reporters in the courtroom who brought us play by play everything mm-hmm. that had been admitted into evidence. For me, the fact that a man with the kind of psychotic mental break that he had certainly raised reasonable doubt about those confessions. And it seemed like the jury just went with the confessions without any consideration for the fact that the guy was not even in reality when he was saying those things. So I was very surprised.
What does that say about, I guess, the general public as a whole? You know, obviously there's plenty of people out there who understand mental health conditions and, you know, different states of mind for different situations. But the jury of your peers, it's just a slice, you know, supposedly of the general public. So we're just going to kind of speak on those terms. What does it say about our understanding of mental health conditions? I mean, this is a pretty obvious one. I mean, if the guy eating the Bible and his poop and running into a wall head first and then intermittently saying, I killed them, isn't enough to make a average person go, there might be something wrong with that guy. I'm not quite sure what is.
Yeah, it's shocking to me. And I, of course, find all the time people who don't understand what psychosis means, you know, because we throw the word around a lot. Oh, he's a psycho or she's a psycho, you know, and so we tend to think it means just somebody who's sort of out of control or somebody who's not very well put together. Mm-hmm. But it actually means, psychosis actually means a complete break with reality. So they often don't know who they are. They don't know where they are. They don't know what's true, what isn't true. And it's a brain condition. It's an illness. And it's, you know, the brain is an organ in the body, just like any other organ. It can become diseased. And the psychotic condition simply means that you can't trust what anybody says when they're in that state.
Mm-hmm. It's an analogy I just came up with because I always like making analogies. It's like operating your computer in safe mode, where it's like, okay, we see in the background all of these pieces of the individual are there, but you can't access them at that point in time. Mm-hmm. The thing, the computer is running. It can run, but it's just running on the very basics of it's aware of its surroundings. It can hear, it can talk, it can taste, it can do those sort of things. But the coding, the programs and everything that make that computer what it is, the things that it can execute, can access them at that point in time. They're there, but cannot be accessed. It looks like the computer you just had, but it's in safe mode. And that's kind of, I'd almost say, like what someone in that state, or maybe other states too, could be analogized into as far as, look, yeah, this person is, it's in there, it's not coming out, and they're not reading it right now. And that's, you're just getting a very surface level thing of really not a complete picture of who that human being is. And they're not going to make the right decisions other than, not even quite for survival sometimes either.
Right. Yeah, definitely not. And I've had clients who didn't even believe they were human anymore. One guy believed he was a robot. Another guy believed he was Godzilla. It's common for people to be hallucinating and believe that they're a celebrity. I had one person who believed he was JFK. And I mean, this is truly what their brain is telling them at that point. So how can you take anything that comes out of a psychotic person's mouth as the truth? You know, you just can't.
Why is it that, I mean, this case, for example, we had one, the prison psychologist who obviously had a lot of, you know, marks against her for basically trying to exploit this trial for her own gain with podcasts and such. And then you have another mental health expert who came in and said, yeah, there's something not right with him. He was psychotic. The prison one saying, no, I don't think he was. Is that just really just poor work? Is that just being a very inept clinician? I mean, what is that where you can have two people who are supposedly, you know, experts in this area having such varying opinions on something like a Richard Allen? I mean, this is kind of black and white, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to be hesitant about criticizing other clinicians, you know, publicly, but frankly, there are some that just aren't very good. And I also think that you see in the, forensic in the criminal settings, often you may run into people who have a bias. And because in prisons, they do often see people who are malingering or feigning illnesses in order to get some kind of special treatment or benefits. I think they can look at everybody with a bit more of a jaded eye, assuming that people are faking when they start exhibiting these kind of symptoms. But from everything that was documented that came out in the trial, I don't see how that was a reasonable stand to take. And I think she was wrong.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.